Ladies and gentlemen, please extinguish all cigarettes. Return your seats to an upright position and fasten your safety belts, because within seconds, we're gonna knock your ever-loving socks off with our brand new radio station. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15.
Mine is the first voice you'll ever hear on Atlantic 252.
Good morning, I'm Gary King. Now, come and meet the others.
Hello, I'm Jeff Graham, but my friends call me Oi You.
Hello, I'm Peter Conroy.
I'm Joe Ahern.
I'm Travis Baxter.
Hi, I'm Niall McCaughey.
Hi, I'm Hilary Douglas.
Elaine Doyle here.
And John Catlett.
Hello, I'm Catherine Geraghty.
Paul Kavanagh.
Hi, I'm Nigel Davis.
Hello, I'm Andy Heisman.
Porky Saunders here.
I'm Andrew Jackson.
Hi, this is Spike Milligan.
Hi, I'm Brian Mellor.
I'm Henry Ohms. Honest.
Deborah Lowndes.
Hello, I'm Al Don. Somebody has to be.
Well, hello, I'm Mary Ellen O'Brien.
Andrew Turner, at your service.
I'm Roslyn Riley, good morning.
This is Dave Atkey.
Hello, I'm Tony West.
Okay, I'm Dusty Rhodes, and that's with an H.
How's it going there, skin and bone? This is Anne Munnerly.
And I am your humble seawolf, Charlie Chasman Chucky Poo.
Get on with it.
Well, to say officially, let's do it!
It's 6 minutes after eight, Friday, September 1, 1989, and wow, what a turn-on! The brand new Atlantic 252. You know, the last time we had a station that went everywhere and did everything, I was knee-high to Danny DeVito. I'm Gary King.
You're never more than 90 seconds away from the music on Atlantic 252.
George Michael, Paula Abdul sandwich there. And that's the sort of way Atlantic 252 will be sounding every single day. But between 7 and 9 every morning, you can expect a check from me after every single song. Just a time check, that is. Right now it's 8:14, Atlantic 252. Morning!